On October 27, 2005, the Muslim suburbs of Paris exploded in violence after two Muslim teenagers were electrocuted to death as they were being chased by police in Clichy-sous-Bois. The unrest changed France's image abroad and alerted French society to the fact that many Muslims were living lives of alienation and hopelessness.
Oui, bien sûr, c'est une chose positive, parce que...
Yes, of course the riots were a positive thing, because in the last 5 years we've seen a lot of things change in Clichy-sous-Bois. Everyone was made to understand the problems. The whole world heard about it, and things today are much better here.
5 years later, how much has truly changed since Muslim youth rose up to fight for their rights?
I sincerely think that nothing has been done. Many sociologists of the suburbs who talk with the people are of this view.
Unemployment in Clichy-sous-Bois is officially 42%, and among Muslims, it's estimated to be as high as 60%. The area suffers from violent crime and murder rates 2 to 3 times the national average.
If the government would create some jobs here, that would be a start. We're all waiting for the government to create employment and improve public transportation.
Et le transport.
Clichy-sous-Bois is definitely another world from beautifully manicured Paris. But longtime residents here told us that some conditions have improved since the revolt. The city is full of construction workers who are tearing down towering old eyesores and replacing them with smaller buildings, which many hope will lead to a freer ambiance. After 5 years, perhaps it can no longer be said that the government has totally abandoned these areas. However, no one here is saying that these are saved cities either. Housing developments like the one behind me are just the beginning of a long rejuvenation process that will require considerable effort. Since the riots, some simple improvements have been made which have reduced accusations of governmental neglect. 1 year ago, a direct bus line was opened to Charles de Gaulle Airport, in whose service sector many people from here are employed. The move has been a huge hit with the locals, saving them time and money. The government has approved a 40 million euro package for construction of residential units in poor neighborhoods, with 15 million euros set aside for Clichy-sous-Bois. There may not be cars on fire in Clichy-sous-Bois anymore, but that doesn't mean people here aren't openly expressing their dissatisfaction with the government. Voter abstention rates are more than 70% here, which could imply that in 5 years, anger has been replaced with apathy. Ramin Mazahiri, Press TV, Paris.